The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
Transforming Your Life, The Process of Conversion. We must change our way of thinking. A change in the way you think is the most important aspect of real repentance and being a true Christian. Jesus makes it plain that repentance includes changing our thoughts. What comes out of a man that defiles a man? For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts. Mark chapter 7, verses 20 and 21. He explains that what defiles us comes from within. He gives examples of the most basic evil attitudes and passions that dominate our thinking and behavior. Adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man. Mark chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. The prophet Isaiah stated plainly that repentance involves changing the way we think. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7. Here Isaiah pinpoints two things we must forsake to receive God's pardon: our sinful ways and our sinful thoughts. To repent, we must recognize that at least some of the pulls of human nature are at work in our minds, influencing or even controlling our thinking. Not every human being constantly yields to every trait of human nature, but we all sin. We all have weaknesses. One person may succumb more often to greed, another to self-righteousness or pride. Yet another may have difficulty being truthful and honest. But in some way, we all exhibit self-centered and self-serving thinking and behavior. Repentance means we must examine ourselves and recognize our own particular weaknesses, the areas where we sin in thought or action. We must ask God to reveal what we need to change. This, too, is a lifelong process. The more we submit to God and ask for His help in seeing what we need to change, the more He opens our minds to recognize our faults and weaknesses. This process goes on for years as committed and converted Christians grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Change in the way we think is the most important aspect of real repentance. After we receive God's Holy Spirit, we are better able to sustain right behavior as the fruit of our new way of thinking.
Thanks for listening to We Must Change Our Way of Thinking. In the booklet, Transforming Your Life, The Process of Conversion. For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.